Good Samaritan Identified. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The private citizen who ended a murderous rampage Sunday at a mall in suburban Indianapolis.
Greenwood Mayor Mark Myers said it was Elisha Dickon at the mall with his girlfriend who reacted.
Within seconds, stopping the shooter and saving countless lives.
Dickon is 22 years old and has asked for time to process the result of his pulling the Glock he had on him to prevent a larger tragedy. Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen said of Dickon, to his knowledge,
he has no police training and no military background,
but said Dickon was proficient in his approach and guided people out of danger. Chief Eisen was clear.
Many more people would have died last night if not for a responsible armed citizen.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein pleased with a 50-cent a gallon drop in gas prices in the last month, even though prices are $1.50 a gallon, or rather $1.35 a gallon, higher than this time last year.
This is nothing close to a victory lap because we have much more to do to achieve the president's agenda of helping families get some breathing room in this tough environment, which is characterized by, of course, such highly elevated prices.
The Washington Post reports the president could use the Defense Production Act to compel companies to make more renewable energy products, but Americans say they're more worried about the economy.
Voters surveyed in a new Fox News poll, just 17% say the economy is excellent or good. 84% say only fair or poor. Only 17% say the president has made the economy better. 55% say worse. And now only 27% of voters want the president to run for re-election, including just 51% of Democrats. Now officials are hoping for an assist on prescription drug prices and health insurance premiums from Democrats on Capitol Hill.
Fox's Peter Ducey, America, is listening to...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are new questions about President Biden and his meetings with his son, Hunter.
The New York Post reports these breakfasts, lunches, and other sit-downs between 2008 and 2016 raised questions about whether Hunter Biden was delivering messages from foreign clients to his dad after Hunter's overseas business trips when Joe Biden was vice president. Kentucky Congressman James Comer is the top Republican on the House Oversight Committee.
We know that Hunter Biden is a national security threat, and we fear that the problems and the shady business dealings from Hunter and Jim Biden have compromised this president.
And yet the White House insists President Biden did not discuss Hunter's foreign business dealings with him. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Opening arguments have been heard in the penalty phase of Nicholas Cruz's trial in Broward County, Florida. The prosecutor telling the jury yesterday that Cruz deserves to be executed for shooting 17 people to death at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day in 2018. Cruz has already pleaded guilty to the murders. The man blamed for a racially motivated grocery store shooting in Buffalo was in federal court Monday.
Wearing an orange jumpsuit and shackles, Peyton Gendron stood silent in federal court in Buffalo, New York, where no cameras were allowed, as his lawyer entered a not guilty plea on the 19-year-old's behalf in the attack at the Tops grocery store in Buffalo in May, and the shooting of 13 people, 11 black, 2 white, 10 people killed, with Gendron facing multiple counts, including domestic terror and hate crimes, though the Justice Department has yet to say whether or not prosecutors will seek the death penalty in this case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The federal charges are in addition to the state murder charges. 13 people are reported dead in a prison riot in Ecuador. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.